98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Some massive news for Strictly fans this morning. They still haven't announced the official hosts, but Zoe Ball has revealed that she won't be hosting Strictly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's like, I'm out.
It was widely reported yesterday that Emma Willis has secured one of the hosting roles.
Yeah.
And lots of people thought that Zoe Ball would be doing it with Emma Willis. But Zoe says that not getting the gig was very hard to take.
Okay, so it's not that she said, I don't want to do it.
She tried out for it and she didn't get the role.
Okay.
She has announced this news on her new podcast with Joe Wiley. There's a new episode due out today. Someone must have heard it before it went out.
Gotcha.
And Zoe says that the new host of Strictly will be fabulous, despite her grief at losing out on the job herself.
Okay.
She's like, I didn't get it. It's okay. And she's like, I've got over the rejection. But she does say, if who she thinks has got it, we're in very safe hands.
Oh, great.
Because
we were wondering yesterday, we were like, if it's going to be Zoe and Emma Willis, which one would be Tess and which one would be Claudia?
Mm-hmm.
And so Zoe's not going to be either Tess or Claudia.
No.
That's a shame.
I know it is. The Sun's also confirmed that Angela Scanlon, Alex Jones, Rylan, as well as Miranda Hart and Fleur East, they're all out of the running.
Okay.
So who's left then?
They really have all the information, don't they?
I told you they had put up a report. I don't know if it was the Sun or the Daily Mail last week, that there was a man lurking behind the curtain.
That really
at the auditions.
Tickled me. Yeah, the man behind the curtain. Yeah.
Well, the man behind the curtain wasn't right when it came to Zoe Ball hosting the show.
Well, then it could be somebody completely different. There was the name when Tess and Claudia said they were leaving. At the very start, thought that Clara Amfo could be brilliant because she's a great presenter. She took part in Strictly as a contestant before. I think she could be great, but I haven't heard her name like at all. I don't think she's
Brendan,
in the mix.
Maybe that's because it's her.
Maybe.
With
or
Emma
maybe
Willis.
Maybe not. Yeah, it could be Clara Amfo.
Yeah, listen, they probably need to announce it soon at this point if people are actually ruling themselves out.
It's a bit James Bondy at this stage, isn't it?
It's a bit James Bondy indeed.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A trampoline.
Give me the Nido.
And dry robes.
98 FM.
Well, the top of the morning to you. It's time for our favourite game, Matchy Matchy, where just three words stand between you and phenomenal prizes. If you've never heard Matchy Matchy before, here's how it works. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you'll win all of this.
Win a trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Nido.
An air fryer.
A butcher's voucher.
A gardens trimmer.
A €150 fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
Ooh. And from slushy to splashy.
Ooh.
Experience a goat boat tour around Dublin Bay.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Sorry, so fun. Like, what a summer activity.
Amazing prizes.
A goat boat tour. Good morning to Emma, who's in Swords, who's on her way to school. Emma, how are you? You're on 98 FM.
I'm all good. How are you guys?
We're great, thanks, Emma. Who's with you this morning in the car?
I'm here with my friend, Abby. We're just carpooling to work together.
Carpooling. The teacher and the pharmacist. It's like the start of a bad joke, is it?
Do you guys go to work together every morning?
Whenever the schedules line up.
Nice.
I just give her a lift because we work out today.
That's fun to
love
do.
That.
Emma, you're a teacher. What's your least favourite subject to teach?
Maths.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, no, that wasn't my best either.
It's not a bit of me, to be honest.
No.
Listen. You have to get on with it, don't you?
Yeah, this is it. And come here, you guys were out celebrating Abby's birthday recently. What did you do?
We were just out in town and then we ended up in Whelan's and then the karaoke microphones came out.
Stop it.
Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
I don't really have a go-to, but we were singing a bit of Panic at the Disco on Saturday,
That's such a blast from the past. We love it.
Love that, Emma. Emma, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Well, I got 3 out of 3 with Rebecca yesterday.
Okay.
I'll go with Rebecca.
Rebecca, you are off to the soundproof booth. Fingers crossed it's a 3 out of 3 again today, Emma.
Hopefully. I'm now, but we'll have a look anyway.
Now, I am so sorry. This has never happened before.
Russell, what's the first word? Can you say to me here?
Thank you so much. The first word in Matchy this morning, Emma, is fabric.
Softener. Sorry, I have to be quick with it.
God, you're straight in, yeah. There's no waiting around, is there?
Yeah, fabric softener.
Brilliant. Okay, your next word, I'm ready to catch this now, is goal.
Keeper.
But you're not joking. Okay, and your third word is Chris.
Packet. Crisp.
No, Chris, as in C-H-R-I-S. Chris.
C-H-R-I-S. Can I say Jenner?
You can, yeah?
Okay,
you know,
I'll
she begins
Chris
with a
Jenner.
K. But yeah.
I know, but I feel like Rebecca might do the same thing, so we'll see.
Okay. Okay, so you're saying fabric softener, goalkeeper, and Chris Jenner with a C. Are we locking them in?
Yeah, go on.
There's
maybe
no...
don't tell Rebecca
to see, though.
Just tell her.
Oh, God. Okay, we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth.
I have no
How
idea.
Was your trip this morning?
There was a karaoke microphone.
Oh, very
Joe,
good.
The one that plays the songs.
Oh, brilliant.
They're very handy.
Emma and Abby would love a bit of that now. Okay, your first word in Matchy Matchy is fabric.
Fabric softener.
Your second word is goal.
Goal. Goalkeeper?
And your third word is Chris.
Chris. Oh, there's many options. There's one standing out to me, but it's... it might be too obscure. Chris. And it's spelled C-H-R-I-S.
It is.
I'm going to say Chris Hemsworth.
Have you got a matchy-matchy with Emma and Abby in swords this morning?
Aww.
So close. Emma, Asa, you both said fabric softener and goalkeeper. Emma knew Chris was spelled with a C.
Yeah.
But she wanted to say Jenner, so she asked me not to spell it for you.
Okay. Oh, God.
We could have had a match.
Well, I'm going to be
Chris
honest
not
you.
Been spelled.
If Chris was spelled with a K, it would have been Chris Jenner, but I was going to say Chris Tarrant.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. Emma, look, sorry we didn't do it this morning. It was super close. Well done.
Devo.
Thanks for playing along every day. Thanks for listening. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Ah, lovely. So thanks very much.
Cheers, Emma.
Day,
bye,
guys.
Abby. We will do it all again tomorrow. We feel we're getting close to a win. It's going to happen soon.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Don't live. It's time to grin. Share with us your little FM.
Good morning to Faye in Skerries, who says that her little win is that herself and her girls, they've organised a weekend away to Donegal for the June bank holiday.
Oh, lovely. Do you know, I don't think I've been to Donegal since I was a kid.
It's absolutely beautiful.
I'd love
beautiful.
To go.
Yeah, it's fab. We also have a message in this morning to celebrate the fact that Theo Fox in Maynooth is turning 7 today. Happy birthday, Theo.
Happy birthday.
Theo listens to the show every single morning on the way to school with his brother Luca and his sister Millie. And the message is from Auntie Nicola, Nana Annie Mac, Auntie Louise and Uncle John, and his cousins Archie, Leo and Noah.
Oh, Theo Fox, happy birthday. 7 is such a great age. Happy birthday. Thanks for listening. Here's Wendy in Talla.
My little win is that I have been in a 6-month chewing and throwing battle to get a refund. And I finally got an email this morning to say that my refund has been processed.
Yes.
Brilliant. Sometimes
you
they can be a fight. Can't
stand
they?
Stand up for your rights. I had an incident with a self-service checkout. I was charged twice in a clothes store.
Yeah.
I will not name names, but it went on for quite some time. I was fighting with a robot on WhatsApp for a while, but I prevailed, just like you.
It was highly entertaining for me. I really enjoyed it at the time.
But like, it wasn't, you know, 20 quid. It was 200 something euro.
Yeah, no,
and
I
it
know,
was
yeah.
January.
And it was a robot. It was just the indignity of the robot.
I had to keep explaining myself. I had to copy and paste. Anyway, everything's good.
Congratulations, Wendy. Rebecca feels your pain and shares your joy. Here's Caroline.
Good morning, guys. Today is my last day in work as I fly to Lanzarote tomorrow for a week. So looking forward to a break. Hopefully we get some nice sunshine. So love the show. Keep it going,
Aww.
Guys. Have a nice day.
Caroline, thanks for such a lovely message. Enjoy the sunshine and bring some more of the heat back, will you?
Please, I just bought sun loungers.
Yeah, Rebecca needs to use the loungers. Will is in Poffentry.
Morning, folks. How's the form? My little win yesterday was we're going to go to a meeting from 3 to 4 in the job, and the meeting only went on for 20 minutes, so we got to go home 40 minutes early.
Love that for you, Will.
Nice one.
Yeah, very good. And here's Damien.
Good morning, guys. Damien here. Happy Tuesday. My little win is sort of 5 months in the making. At the start of the year, we booked a holiday for July. We're heading away to Orlando. But I set myself a task of losing 2 stone before we go away. So I booked myself a gym membership. And this week, after realising I still have 3 stone to go, 3 starts arguing, I've actually started using the membership. Have a good one.
Go on, Damo.
Fair play to you.
Fair play to you. Orlando's going to be such an amazing
trip
as well.
Brilliant.
Incredible stuff. Damo, Will, Caroline, Wendy and everyone else, thank you so much for sharing your little wins. We're going to send you a 90 FM trolley key and we'll do it again at the same time tomorrow. If there's something small, teeny tiny but good you want to shout about. Did you buy sun loungers? Did you rearrange the wardrobe? We always want to hear it.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
Well, Brendan, you're going to be chatting about a strange competition.
I am. First this morning, though, it's only May, but planning is already beginning for this year's Tiramisu World Cup.
Rolled around fast, didn't it?
I know. Well, it's not here quite yet. It's held in Italy each October, but they're already starting work. It's a cooking competition for non-professional chefs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd include myself in that category.
Guys, I love tiramisu so much.
Same.
Oh,
I
delicious.
Had one down a back alley in Rome somewhere, the only time I was ever there, and I will never be able to find it again. It was just by chance. And there was a Labrador in there as well.
Oh.
Eating tiramisu, stroking a dog. No.
Oh, sorry, you were eating, not the Labrador.
No, no, the Labrador was just lying on the ground.
That wouldn't be great. Okay.
yeah, no, for the dog. Anyway, hundreds from across the world gather in Treviso, which many believe to be the birthplace of tiramisu.
Oh.
So while hundreds put their heart and soul into making their very best dessert, the competition needs others to judge them.
Yes.
And so the Tiramisu World Cup 2026 is looking to find 100 volunteer judges.
Brendan, are you free?
Well, I could be, but it's volunteer.
Okay, you'd want to be paid.
So while you...
I love tiramisu, but not that much.
While you'll get to taste mountains of tiramisu, you won't be paid. Mm. Not only that, to travel and stay there for the couple of days.
I know what you
those
mean.
Those costs are entirely on you. Yeah. So actually, to eat the tiramisu now is going to cost you quite a bit. but helpfully, they say there's no application fee. They wouldn't want to be charging you to apply for something that you're not getting paid for.
There's no application
fee. So you don't have to pay to apply to be a judge.
That would be a bit much.
But then they won't pay you either. So they feel that it all balances out.
Right.
Selected judges for the 2026 competition will be scoring bakers in 2 categories.
Right.
Original recipe, which is lady fingers, mascarpone, eggs, sugar, coffee, and cocoa.
Yeah.
And then creative recipe, where participants can replace the biscuit or add up to 3 additional ingredients.
I'm not very adventurous in my tiramisu.
Just leave it alone, please.
I just like the OG recipe.
Well, last year, a cook from Japan won the whole thing with a show-stopping piano-shaped tiramisu, which fell into the creative recipe category.
Oh, yeah.
This year, the competition will be held from October 9th to 11th if you're free and you fancy paying to be a judge at the Tiramisu World Cup.
Good experience, I suppose.
Very good. finally, from the Tiramisu World Cup in Italy to an equally competitive event in London.
Oh.
Nothing to taste here, though. At the Flatpak World Championships.
Is this... You have to put furniture together in record time?
Uh-huh.
I think you'd be very good, Brendan.
Me? No. Yeah. Did you see me with my dining table?
I don't know. You measured my kitchen very well.
No, I can measure things. Yeah. My dining table has like these kind of like crisscross legs and a glass top. And
It
didn't go well. It took me a long time. These are held at the Excel Centre in London's East End.
Yeah, you'd need a big amount of space.
Yeah, so a room full of people all trying to assemble flat pack furniture the fastest.
Yes.
The first round involved assembling a bookcase, Mm. I always think of, I don't know why, in IKEA they have a Billy bookcase.
They do, I have a Billy.
Do you have Billy?
Yeah,
I always think of Billy.
They're very sturdy.
Yeah, well, the final four who did really well with the Billy or other type bookcase, they went head to head in the final round, building a two-drawer bedside locker.
Ooh.
Now, obviously, usually trying to do this at home by yourself is stressful enough.
It is.
But they had to do it in front of a live audience with a commentator.
The pressure.
Imagine someone commentating on you, like screwing the wrong thing
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where's me, Alan Key?
Yeah. Oi, Alan, I need you for Billy. In the end, a woman from Wigan, who won last year's competition, won it again.
The talent.
Hayley McCauley is her name. She says she was over the moon to retain her title and set a new personal best.
I reckon I've made over 80 bedside tables and over 100 wardrobes. I want the Freetown world champion. Watch out. I reckon I've made over 80 bedside tables.
Oh, sorry. So nice she said it twice. So Hayley did it faster than she did it last year.
Gosh.
And her tips to people like me who get stressed doing this, she says assembling flat-pack furniture is just like building Lego as a kid.
Oh, see, I wasn't good with the Lego.
She says if you get frustrated, the best thing to do is walk away, take a breather and come back in 10 minutes.
I'd rather make a tiramisu.
Yeah, I'd rather taste the tiramisu. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Tuesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now our next guest is a nanny, a woman of great wisdom, and she just happens to be starring in one of the biggest musical comedies coming to Dublin later on this year at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. We are so delighted to welcome Mrs. Doubtfire to 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Hello, Poppet. How is everybody this morning?
We are great, thanks, Mrs. Doubtfire. How are you?
I was out on Temple Bar last
night.
Oh,
no.
Ended with an abracababra.
Oh, lovely.
Were you dancing with a broom?
I was.
Well, thank you for coming to visit us. You didn't have too far to travel.
No.
No. How was the flight? Just
a hop, skip and a jump over the, you know, the causeway.
Very good.
It was fine, yes, yes. I had a little cereal bar on the way. I was treated. Of course, I turned left on the plane.
Oh, lovely.
Good for you, Mrs. Doubtfire. So tell us now, you are, of course, a nanny and you're also a TV star. What's it like looking after the children?
Well, I have a firm but, you know, but fair hand, Poppet. You know, I believe you can be, you can let them have a little bit of time to relax. But I always say, homework done, then the fun.
Absolutely. Mrs. Doubtfire, obviously loads of people know you from your movie, but now you're coming to Dublin in a stage show. What can people expect?
Well, the live experience, you know, the magic of theatre. I mean, almost anything can happen. That's an usually does, actually. More than one wig has fallen off in its time.
Oh, no.
I've had glasses fall into the front row. People have taken them as a memento. I haven't been able to see for the rest of that act. The audiences are quite cheeky, I understand, here. So I'll be expecting some shout-outs. But remember, I have a very firm naughty step and I'm not afraid to use it.
Yes, of course. How long does it take, Mrs. Doubtfire, to get ready every day to look as fabulous as you do?
Hours, Poppet, hours. I have to start the regime early in the morning to be ready for the night. Time. I've got more foundation than a skyscraper.
Mrs. Doubtfire, obviously you in your movie you starred with a fellow Irish man, Pierce Brosnan. Have you seen each other since recently? Any encounters?
Never.
No.
Never again. I never go back. Not to a former lover anyway.
Fair.
Is it? Solid life advice from Mrs. Doubtfire this morning here on 98FM. Are there any musical numbers in the show?
Oh, of course. It is a musical.
Okay. So tell us your favourite song.
Has to be probably Make Me a Woman, where we come up with the idea of how I'm going to look and what I'm going to wear. And it ends up as it's a little disco number.
Oh.
It ends up in a little bit of a hip-hop bebop TikTok sensation.
Lovely. TikTok for the newer generation.
Exactly. We have iPads in the show. We've updated everything, you know.
Brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff.
Instagram, as I call it.
Instagram. I love it.
Euphigenia, that's your first name, isn't it?
That's right, Poppet.
Would you rather I call you Mrs. Doubtfire or Euphigenia?
Well, we've only known each other a while, but I don't mind Effie.
I'll stick to Mrs. Doubtfire. Doubtfire. I'll keep it very formal. If for anyone listening this morning, why do they need to come and see Mrs. Doubtfire at the Borgosh Energy Theatre this December?
Well, it's simply, you don't want to miss out. We're going to have a wonderful time in that space. We're going to create lots of laughter, tears perhaps even. You know, it's not just about comedy, and it's a story about family and how we've got all sorts of different families and how no one is estranged and how far you'd go for love, for the ones that you'd love.
That's lovely. So you're going to get to spend Christmas in Dublin.
Exactly. Isn't it wonderful? The lights of Grafton Street. I can't wait.
Are you looking forward to that?
Exactly. Oh, absolutely, Poppet. It's a magical place, I've heard, at Christmas. But I've never done a Christmas here, so I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be brilliant and we cannot wait to see it. Mrs. Doubtfire the musical will have its Irish premiere at the Borgosh Energy Theatre from Wednesday the 2nd of December. You're going to be here right through until January 3rd.
That's right, we're here
2027.
To 27, yes.
That sounds very far away right now, doesn't it?
But it isn't. So buy your tickets now.
Buy your tickets now. You heard Mrs. Doubtfire say it there. Mrs. Doubtfire, thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you. Help is on the way, Poppet.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.